Supernatural Morning Coming Conference. People from all over the world are listening, and may their hearts come to an understanding of what you really want them to have and do for you. Thank you for this meeting, that your presence is here, and we bless this house, and may a fresh anointing be in our midst tonight. Holy Spirit, we trust you to tell us what the Father's saying, that we may walk in the Spirit. We praise you and honor you, and thank you for everything that will happen in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I'm going to give you a few things before I tell you what we're going to talk about tonight. But there are a few things I wrote while I was in the Spirit some time ago. And one of them is, tonight is your retirement banquet from all financial struggle. Amen. Take a hold of that. Take a hold of that. We must retire tonight from any type of financial struggle, because financial struggles are not the will of God.
Right, sir. Right, sir.
All right? The higher life. What did I say?
The higher life
will be your lot from this meeting forward. Now you're going to have to give me some faith now.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to teach you some principles, but you're going to have to have faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. So the higher life is a life of financial freedom given by God. God do give financial freedom, lie. All right? So some of you who have been trying to break this thing for years, this night it'll be broken. All financial worry, stress, fear. I'll go over this one. The enemy's scared tonight, boy. He's scared. Oh, he's trembling tonight. Yeah, you tell people a banquet, you know. You been having that kind of trouble? All financial worry. He don't want that to leave, do he? You see that? Oh, do you really see that? And this is so real. What would be revealed? How to eat more now? What would be revealed to you tonight would be so real that financial stress will leave you immediately. See, there's no entertainment here tonight. It's for understanding.
Yes, sir.
We need understanding. We don't need entertainment. We don't have enough entertaining. We need to understand that. Talking otherwise. Jesus. We're on a hot line tonight, boy. All financial worry, stress, fear, lack, limitation will be buried in the supernatural blood of money coming. Tonight, as you receive my instruction, my wisdom, my knowledge, my understanding, you are being planted by the river of prosperity freedom. By the redeeming blood, I got to give this to you. By the redeeming blood, the veil that have been separating you from your prosperity, birthright, is taken away by the power of the Holy Ghost. Now listen at this. It's actually six things. It's the sixth thing I'm telling you. I've said five things to you already. It is time for your prosperity elevation. It is time for your prosperity celebration. And it's time for you to live in prosperity acceleration. I want to read that to you again because there's an anointing here. It's threefold. It's threefold. To get out of the crisis and get out of the clutches of financial limitation is faith, anointing, and the glory. That's how miracle money moves. Faith, the anointing, and the glory. Now, we operate a lot of time in faith and the anointing, but we don't know how to adjust when the glory comes. We're still trying to operate in faith when the glory comes. And there's no time to operate in faith then. We're still trying to operate in anointing when the glory comes. And there's a financial glory world. There's a way that God has designed for you to have an invisible source. Now, we've worked, and we've had jobs, and we've tried to start businesses, but that's, I'm talking about supernatural prosperity is available to every child of God if they know what to do. See, now, we've tried to get it by faith. We've tried to get it by the anointing, but the three have to be together, just like in Romans 4:16, faith, grace, and the promise have to be together. In Ephesians 3, you find in the scripture says boldness, access, and confidence have to be together. And so there's an area that I'm going to deal with tonight that is real powerful. And when we begin to talk about it, you're going to think you know what I'm talking about. You know the scripture. But there's a depth in that scripture. We've been right. Focusing on the wrong spot or the wrong word in that scripture. And tonight it's going to be open up to you. And I pray that the Holy Ghost bring forth insight and revelation. And I'm aiming to yield by faith, by the anointing. I've been preaching a while, and just yield to let the glory come in here. And when the glory come in, manifests, it's coming to wipe out all bills, all lack. It's coming to give a wisdom that you've never had like you should have before. Will we permit the Holy Ghost? Can you say amen?
Amen.
Would you permit the Holy Ghost to manifest the glory here? And when I start talking about it, you're going to see why it's so important that we be in the glory. Philippians chapter 4. Two verses I want to read from Philippians chapter 4. You can read the whole context. There's a sowing aspect there. But two verses stand out to the revelation that I'm aiming to yield to tonight. All right. You here?
Yes, sir.
You see how he cut up before he started to start, man. Every time I get to that, getting rid of that bill, he started squeaking. In the 17th verse of Philippians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul said, not because I desire a gift. And that runs with what the Spirit has given me. I never heard it before, but I've said in meetings, I didn't come to get money from you. I came to get money to you. I came here rich. The same God I'm preaching to you about, he's the same God who made me rich. I have worked on jobs. I worked overtime. My wife and I both was working. We didn't know nothing about being rich. We were trying to keep up. But I preach to you from experience and from manifestation and from demonstration, all right? So you don't think that I'm trying to get money from you. My assignment is to teach the body of Christ, and those who hear, make them rich. There's an anointing on my life for wealth. And I want to release it to people of God so they can be about their Father's business and enjoy the good life. Amen. It's there. It's there for every child of God. It's there. But you have to know what you're doing. So here he said, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. Now that term account there is a normal term in the world system. But there's another type of account that is greater than any bank on earth, greater than any institution that you ever heard of. Bigger than Apple, bigger than all of them. There's an account. There's a source that can supply beyond natural supply. And you happen to be connected with that source. But it's faith, the anointing, and the glory. What I said? And you have to know how to shift when you get into a certain atmosphere that your faith no longer needed, that your anointing no longer needed. The glory have arrived. Now it's time to yield to what God want to do at that given moment. And when you learn that, you're going to be fine. So we're talking about an account, a certain type of account. We're talking about heaven economics. And they're real. They are real. You remember Jesus got the money out of the fish mouth? Right. Yeah. Jesus didn't get it. He sent him to get it. Oh, I see that, Lord. He sent him to get it. He's sending you to get it.
Yeah. All right.
Jesus really don't need no money miracle. But you need a money miracle. Suppose it's possible. Because you got a lot of scriptures already. Suppose it's possible to activate money miracles today. Suppose somebody know how to operate in faith, they know how to yield to the anointing, and step into financial glory. Or the glory of finances. In other words, supernatural money, miracle money. Is that possible? Now, this scripture, we have read this scripture for hundreds of years, the 19th verse of Philippians chapter 4. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now, often in that verse, we have dealt with the word need. But the verse is more powerful than that. You can deal with the word supply, but it's more powerful than that. And what we want to put out, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now, that voice is robbed if the only revelation you get out of it is need. And then another aspect of that voice is if the only thing you get out of it is spiritual. By the time, you know, Ephesians 1:3 will mess you up if you don't know how to walk in the Spirit. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all what? In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. But if the blessing stay in heaven, it ain't doing me no good. See, you got to get a revelation that he's trying to tell you something, that you have withdrawals right from heaven. Signs come upon your finances tonight. What, y'all going to receive it? Wonders comes upon your finances tonight. And miracles be released on your finances tonight. Now, here's what I don't want you to do. I don't want you to be concerned about how. Heaven don't deal with how. Heaven already knows. So I just prophesied over you signs, wonders, and miracles in your finances. Now, what you're going to do? What's your faith going to do? What's your anointing going to do? If your faith and your anointing is not there, the glory is not coming. The glory never appears where there's no faith, no anointing. You have to have, when you're being ministered to, you have to have expectation. Are you listening to me? All right, you may be seated. But you need to write this down. In Philippians 4:19, the word you have to deal with is riches. In the Greek, the word is pluto. And here's what it means. You got your shouting clothes on?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what it means. It means riches, wealth, and this last one is so powerful. And an abundance of external possession.
Come on, Apostle.
Oh, my God. And an abundance of external possession. That's what that word means. You can stop at need if you want. But glory want to supply you beyond. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask or think. According to the power that works on you. See, what happened, we make a lot of confession, but we're not ready for it. We're not really expecting it to come through. And so the Lord can't function in that area. Are you following me? Huh? That word means riches, wealth, and abundance of external possession. You didn't write that down? Lord Jesus, you never heard that before. Lord Jesus. That's what that riches mean. Now, take this, or I feel the Holy Ghost. You have to be in the right position to receive your financial miracle. One of the best positions to receive a financial miracle. You ready? In a tight financial spot. When you stop depending on yourself and stop leaning on your own understanding and trusting the Lord with all your heart and let him direct your steps. So you have to be in the right position to receive financial miracle. Now here he says, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Now you have the concept of riches because I'm going to go in another place where these riches come from and where glory come from and how to tap into that glory. The glory is a tool for financial favor. Haggai chapter 2. Look there for a moment. The glory is a tool for financial favor. Now, you never heard that. Don't sit there and act like you all. This is going to help you. This is going to let you know that God has, I feel the Holy Ghost. That God has something set up for you. And you must know in this conference, those who stick with it, your finances will never be the same anymore. Your source and your resources about to change. On purpose. I expect the glory. Financial glory to hit this house tonight. When the glory comes, all you have to do is receive.
Yes, sir.
Man, God want to do something here tonight.
Yeah.
Whoa. Now, I looked at another verse, and I need to read that verse. I was going somewhere else, but I need to read that verse. That's the way it is when you're preaching like this, you know. Look in the first chapter, because my eyes fell on this. I know my text, another text I'm trying to get you to in the second chapter, but in the first chapter, the fifth verse said, "Now therefore thus say the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." Now, oh my God, the Lord about to take me another route. The reason many of you are having financial problems is because you have wounds in your soul.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That need to be healed by revelation.
Yes, sir.
And so we have to get those wounds out. Wrong thinking about money.
Yes, sir.
Wrong talking about money.
Right, yes.
Can't handle it when you see a person real prosper.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You don't say glory to God, you say they're stealing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I'll deal with that maybe more. I started writing some notes before I left the hotel. I might deal with that more tomorrow night. But notice verse 6. Because we've got to find out there's a problem here somewhere. You have sown much and brought in little. That has happened. See, because see, sowing is based on the level where you are now.
Right.
So what would be sowing much to me might not be sowing much to you.
Right.
But you're still sowing much.
Right.
Are you following me?
Yeah.
But I don't like it. You have sown much and bring in little. I don't like that.
Yes, right.
That shouldn't be. That's violating some things. Then they talk about having a hole, put on your wages and put it into a bag with holes. Anybody want to do that?
Yeah.
But it seemed like in the body of Christ, we're suffering from that.
Yeah.
Because we've seen a lot of things God wants us to have. And it seemed like we just can't get to it. We talk about it. We shout about it. We dance about it. We believe it. But it seemed like we're not getting to it. All right, stick with me now. Then Haggai 2:5 now, calling the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains among you, fear ye not, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory. Said, the glory never comes without gold.
Yeah, yeah.
The silver is mine. See why he talking? Why he said that in the eighth voice? Why he got talking about the silver? He's talking about glory.
Yeah.
The silver is mine. Come on, read that. Read the eighth voice with me. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. Now notice what he said in the ninth voice. Now because when they talk about glory, it's all that God is, all that God can do, all that God has. Now, so he is saying Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Job, Solomon, David, all of them was wealthy.
Yeah.
All right? And here he's talking about, in the ninth verse, the glory of this latter house. Now, listen. The money of this latter house.
Come on. Wow.
The silver,
yeah,
of this latter house.
Yeah.
The gold. You see, people think glory is just smoke.
Yeah.
No. He said, you get spooky. Yeah. I got the glory of God here. Well, when the glory come, I want him to leave something.
Yeah.
I don't want to just have a feeling.
Yeah.
The glory ain't come just to give you a feeling. See, but if you got a fake understanding of the glory, when the glory come, and I'm telling you, in these meetings, the glory going to come.
Yes, sir.
You have to be ready to receive.
Yes, sir.
And then leave it up to God.
Yes.
He'll open all kind of doors. See, for the glory to come, the doors, the windows in heaven must be open for us.
Yes, sir.
I'm expecting an open heaven.
Yes, sir.
over this meeting. And that finally the glory cloud will come out. But I have to have a prepared people not to see themselves on no level but the level God want them on. There will be a money coming impartation in here tonight. It's the revelation of money coming that made me rich. And when I'm talking about rich now, I'm not talking about no $100,000. I'm talking about millions. And there's millionaires in this house tonight. If they won't be contrary to what God's trying to say and have an attitude that you all that. You're not all that. You got to get off that horse. And listen and learn. And the Lord will try to impart an anointing to you that you have financial favor everywhere you go. But you have to have faith. You have to receive the anointing so the glory can come. I don't lack somebody else cutting me off. But I really don't lack. I cut myself off.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Be open.
Yes, sir.
Be open. Yes, sir. Because I'm going to say some strange things to you tonight. Be open. Be open. Be open. Because we got to cross this bridge.
Yes, sir.
We've been on this mountain too long.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now I feel the Holy Ghost easing in here. It'd be an explosive miracle that'll take place in here if you open. You open? You ready for it? All right, you may be seated. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. But you notice that the glory of this latter house. Notice riches mean riches, wealth, and abundance I receive. An abundant of external possessions. Now, if I was you, I'd be saying I would have an abundance of external possession from this night forward. But a lot of Christians scared of external possession. I know preachers hide stuff. I remember I come up to them, they wouldn't say nothing. They had a nice car, but they hide it. Well, how the Lord gonna get his glory?
Yeah. Right.
And nobody can write no story on me. I tell everything.
Yeah. Right.
People say, we already need that. You got anything else?
Right. Yeah.
They already know because I told them.
Yes, sir.
I testify.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I asked one of my girls, she gonna know who I'm talking about. She listening. I asked her, I said, how much rental property y'all got? She said, "Oh, I don't know." But you can't. You're supposed to know that.
Yeah.
And then that's a testimony.
Yeah.
So I went back to her.
Yes, sir.
I said, "Look, I don't want nothing.
Yeah.
I just want to know how much God blessing you.
Yeah.
So I can kind of devil it up for you."
Yeah. Yeah.
See?
Yeah. Wow.
See, people hide stuff. Don't.
Yeah.
I'm not saying she hiding. Hope not.
Yeah.
But bring it in open.
Yes,
what the Lord have done for you.
Yeah.
Testify. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And the word, I was broke, but God got me out.
See?
You have to learn to testify. When God, I shut down. When God do something for you, don't you hide it, try to put it in the bank, hide it. No, come testify at the church. Pastor, you know what the Lord done for me? Yeah, my tithe. Yeah, for you. And more come. People got $85,000 in hiding. What? Lord trying to get $800,000 to you. You got to testify. See. Look at Jeremiah 33:9. You have to look at this. You have to look at this. You have to see this. You have to know how this goes. You have to know how this goes. You can't God start blessing you and you stop giving. And start. No, the money not just for you. The money not just to spend. The money is to sin.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Jeremiah 33. See this thing? God got to be glorified. You glorify God when the glory release the gold on you.
Yes, sir. Yes.
You got to tell it.
Yes, sir.
Show it. Show and tell, that's right. Notice this verse. And it shall be to me a name of joy. See it? Come on, you see it? In praise and an honor before all the nation of the earth. God is a good God. God is a good God. God is a good God. And we have to show, not just say it. Somebody needs to see through material manifestation that God is a good God. Oh, somebody that don't know him. He's a good God. And a good God will not let you live in shortage. And not only is he a good God, he's an able God. Please, sir, have mercy. He's a good God. I want you to get there. I want you to get this tonight because I'm trying to drill for a while. But I'm not going to drill all night. You don't get him, I'll go back to the hotel and pray some more. But notice this verse. This is one of my favorite verses, and I try to please the Lord in this verse. Would you try to please the Lord in this verse? Would you let the Lord get his glory out of your life through this verse? Because it's giving, says, oh my God, and it shall be to me a name of joy, of praise, and honor before all the nations, where shall hear all the good that I do unto them. God won't do your good in your finances. And they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I procure unto it. I was driving my Maserati. It's white and red on the inside. And I was at the red light and had a young white gentleman in the truck. I like I didn't see him. I said, he was admiring that car, and then I had it on super. When it was on super, it growled at you at a red light. But I was giving God the glory. See, I'm not going to hide in the garage, Dan. I can't. I got to ride in it. Blow my horn. Wave my hand. God did this. God did it. If you don't rejoice, you'll never drive one. You got to rejoice. You got to rejoice about my prosperity before you can have yours. You didn't have to tell me that. Yes, I did. I got to tell every good thing the Lord has done for me. Because you serve a good God, listen to me, you should not, must not be in a financial jam. That old normal pace of living must die in here tonight. And permit the Holy Spirit and faith and the anointing and the glory to take you to your rightful place. Are you hearing me? God is not a man that he should lie. He said it, he'll make it good. He said, my covenant will I not break. My covenant includes I give you the power to get well. I didn't break it, you breaking it. The church, tradition, religion have broken it. Men and women in the pulpit have broken it. Because they're not opening the scriptures of God's people that what God wants them to have. God said when they see all the prosperity, not poverty. Poverty is a disease that needs to be healed. You may be seated. I'm about to show you how you are going to join in with God and create your wealth. Very, very simple the way with God in the spirit. Sure. Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. The glory world is a spiritual world, but it will manifest. All right? You are spirit. You have a soul and you live in a body. But you're connected with the spirit world. And just like God manifested and created things, you can. Now, if I can tell you tonight, I'm about to show you God's secret. That's powerful, boy. I'm about to show you the secret that God had been using all the time. That God, and he made it available to us, but we didn't see it. Yeah, see, God, you cannot create nothing until the glory comes. So you're going to see in these verses, God didn't speak till the glory came. When the glory, after the glory came, and God said. Now, get this now. It says, Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. See that? What he did to the heaven and earth? Created. And the earth was without form and void, like some of our finances. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. I've been there. I know I'm preaching to a lot of people. You know, I know all of y'all rich and you got everything prayed up. But I'm preaching to a lot of people. I just want to tell them. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Now, how bad is your finance tonight? And the race was without form and void. How bad? How many bills do you have tonight? How many? Do you want your miracle tonight? To become debt free and then start getting other people debt free. No matter what your finance look like, look at the last part of that second verse. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And then after that, and God said, and he went on and said, let there be light. But notice God did not speak until the glory came. When the glory comes, we jump and run. You better stay still and say some stuff. Because the glory gives you the right to create. Your faith and your anointing, they are to get you to the glory. See, we've been trying to get faith to do but what only the glory can do. So you can have faith and you can jump in the anointing, but it's trying to get you somewhere. It's trying, because the glory, now watch what I'm saying, you'll be agreeing with me now. The glory is the presence of God. And God never shows up. When God comes, he always want to bless somebody beyond their wildest dream. And I feel the anointing bumping up against the glory right now. In this house right now. There's faith in this building. Come on, talk to me. There's anointing in this building. All we need now is a flow of the glory. And we can make withdrawals. When the glory comes, all of your faith is validated. We've been trying to use our faith just on earth. We walk by faith in the glory. That means the manifested presence of God has come. Woo, Jesus. Listen to me now. You got that? How God did this? You got that? God waited on the glory? If God needed to wait on the glory, see, we have to know how to invoke or provoke the glory. Where did the glory come from? The work of the cross. That's where the glory comes from. For the church, the New Testament church. What is 2 Corinthians 8:9? Before I show you another powerful verse, with that same word riches in there, which means riches, wealth, and an external abundant possession. It'll be the same word. I'm going to show you a verse in Revelation. That riches in there, the same riches that is in Philippians 4:19. And it'll show you who paid for this stuff. Your stuff is already paid for. Tell somebody, my stuff is already paid for. Stop trying to pay for it yourself. You can't keep up with what your dreams are. You can't keep up with it. That dream come from God. You can't pay for it. You got to have dream money that come from the Holy Ghost. I dare you say, I will have dream money the rest of my life. One step in the glory. Because you can't do it yourself. Not by might. Nor by power. But it's by my spirit, says the Lord. Put that on your finances. It's not by might, nor by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord. Your dream, your desire, your will cannot be fulfilled by a job. I thought I had every statement about money and stuff like that. And I bought this car, and this girl texted me what this emblem on this car means. And one of them is, too much is not enough. Jesus. I gone through this not have enough, just enough, more than enough. But then it comes, too much is not enough. And the glory will move you from ease or awe. Yeah. You don't understand what I'm talking about. You know, you think you got to get rid of something to get something else? No, no. When you get full enough, it's and also. Okay, I just told a boy, I got rid of a beautiful 911. He said, what? Blue convertible top. Somebody had bought it from me. And blue, but it didn't ride like my wife and I want to ride. We had to get on real low to get in. And I let the car go. I didn't have to let the car go. I might buy another one just to put it back in the bag. I didn't have that. The devil tricked me, man. You see what I'm saying? He tricked me out of that car because I thought it was easy off. So I was going to get another one, so I had to let that go. Y'all ain't here. I'm trying to put y'all in another category here. Are you listening to me? And also. What is too much? Sit a minute. Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. How long I been ministering, boy? Y'all ain't put no clock on me. I tell you, I wouldn't miss. How many? 46. I born in 1946. Man, I ain't know I've been up here that long. 46. Wow. Revelation 5, 12. Oh, my God. Now, where the glory come from, here it is. Saying with a loud voice. Yeah, you could have said saying. But it must be some emphasis here. Well, read that first part with me. Saying with a loud voice. Money! A loud voice. It's from heaven. It's from heaven. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive. Not for himself. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches. That riches there have the same Greek definition that the riches have in Philippians 4:19. Now you see where it come from. The Lamb paid for it. It's already deposited in your name. Jesus' inheritance, he won from his sacrifice on the cross. The same riches in Philippians 4:19. Wealth, riches, wealth, and abundance of external possessions. Now, the question is, very, very quickly tonight, the question is, how do we get it down here? Tangible manifestation of the wealth stored up in glory. All right? You with me? Now, I've told you ahead of time, faith anointing activates the glory. But I think we've been stopping off. You know, we had the word of faith and we got stuck there. We got the full gospel. We got stuck there. All of it's trying to get us to glory. To the glory of what? Now, I'm not talking about dying to go to glory. I'm talking about the glory manifesting itself on earth through you that other men may see and get saved. Yes, sir. A poor man have no voice. Nobody listen to a poor man. The Bible says he had no voice. You activate the glory by contending for the presence of God. Yeah, and then to contend for the presence, you got to keep your mind focused on God. You got to annihilate the law of distraction by the law of attraction. Because every time you try to get your mind on God, there's somebody, Satan gonna send to distract you, the phone gonna ring, or somebody gonna start an argument or something. But you gotta know how to stay focused in the storm. Stay focused in the storm until the present comes. And when the present comes, say some things. I dare you, see, you say things in the atmosphere of the present, it impregnates the promises. You be impregnated with the promises of God. And the promises of God start having babies in your life. And I can tell you right now, you're 9 months up. You heard what I said? Your 9 months is up for being financially free. And I tell the enemy, take your stinky hand off of God's people money. Somebody in the body of Christ got to have plenty of money. So things can happen. Oh my goodness, I got the glory. You activate the glory of God by contending for the present. Keep your mind focused on God. Pressing into the atmosphere of the glory. What is available to us by way of Jesus Christ. You press into the atmosphere. You don't have to be in a crowd by yourself. Your hands go out there and say, Lord, you know, you the one. Just talk with him until he show up. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I believe in faith, but I believe in feeling God. Because that's one of the attributes of my soul, the emotion. And I believe that God, fire, can hit these hands. And I believe my hand can catch on a literal fire. I can feel it, tangible, like my hand burning. Because I believe that my soul got to cooperate with my spirit. Right now, in my hand, I begin to feel the presence of God right now while I'm talking. Because many ministers have taught the feeling of God out the church. But I can't have a God I can't feel. I felt God's hand on my shoulder before. I felt God's hand on my head before. I felt God leading me places before. Tangible presence. Woo! Woo! Now, how do I know when the glory is present? When the glory is present, your mind gets quieter.
Yeah. That's nice.
And you can feel the presence of God.
Yeah.
Because your mind gets quieter because the mind knows I'm not running the show right here now.
Yeah.
When a greater than the mind show up.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. So everything the Father created in the universe is created in his glory. Speaking in the glory. Be sure that the glory is real. Stir up the glory. Speak in the glory. God will show you his glory. And see the manifestation from the glory. Let me close here with this and we pick up. Philippians 4:19 says, according to his riches in glory, didn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
Ephesians 3:20 says, according to the power that worketh in us, didn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Jesus told one man, according to your faith. Be it to you according to your faith.
Right.
Romans 8:28 says, according to his purpose. Let me go back over those because you got to get them. You got to work these. You know, God's going to send you some different things. According to his riches in his glory. See, if you're going to operate in glory, then according to the power that works in us. See, the glory can come, but it needs somebody qualified to operate. The power that operates in us is faith and anointing. Are you getting it? See, I can operate in faith. Say it. I can operate in anointing. But when the glory comes, I yield. Got it? I can operate in faith.
I can operate in anointing.
When the glory comes,
I yield.
See, you understand that? It's very important. Very important. Some of the secrets. Inability, insufficiency, inadequacies. You yield to the Holy Ghost. Paul, that was Paul's secret. Paul said, I'm operating under grace. Yeah, I'm determined not to know anything among you. See, if Jesus Christ and him crucified, see, he's tapping in on glory. See, I'm operating by grace. I'm among you in fear and trembling. I didn't come to you with an enticing word of man wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Labor. I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. Learn of me, for I'm Lord in heart. You'll find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy. Financial yoke. And my brother. What did Isaiah 10:27 say? Oh, Isaiah, look at it. Saints, I'm closing. Isaiah 10, so we'll pick up Isaiah 10, 27. May every financial burden, every financial yoke be destroyed according to God's word. In every life that's under the sound of my voice here in this auditorium and around the world by Leroy Thompson TV. May you receive what you heard tonight. I'll make a statement to you. I'll make a statement to help you. Inside the cloud of glory is creative power. When the glory comes, it always comes with creative power on the inside of it. Stop praying in the open air. There's acceleration in the glory. So before you pray, get in the glory. Don't start praying. Praise him. Worship him till the glory comes. Then speak your word out. Alright now. Alright. Shortcut. See, y'all do hours and hours of praying, but you never got in the glory. But take time. Stretch your hand out. Stretch them up. Put them up for a while and then pray and then put them out. Let him know I'm ready to receive. I'm ready to receive, Lord. Sam Hand, praise him. Praise him till you sense his presence. When the glory comes, put him down. Yield. I'm ready to receive. See? We're doing hours and hours of praying. And then I studied this book on the coast of heaven. We're praying on the battlefield when we should be in the coast. Organ our cave. I might tell you some more about that. Inside the cloud of glory is creative power. Stop praying in the open air. There is acceleration in the glory. I loose my money in the presence of my glory. There's a couple of scriptures. I hope the Lord let me stay with this because there's a couple of scriptures I want to show you some things about tapping into his glory. We'll see what the Lord says between now and tomorrow night. Amen?
Amen.
Lift your hand and praise God for a few minutes. Thank you, Lord. I keep hearing. We don't hear this too much. Bless the Holy Ghost. I keep hearing them. Bless the Holy Ghost.
Bless the Holy Ghost.
Bless the Holy Ghost. I never heard that, you know. May the Holy Ghost be blessed. Now, I tell you, I got an interpretation of that. Bless the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost not going to ever let you outdo him. So if you're saying, bless the Holy Ghost, you know what the Holy Ghost is saying? What's your name? Andrea? Bless Andrea. Y'all didn't get it. Bless the Holy Ghost. I dare you bless the Holy Ghost. Bless the Holy Ghost. Something released in here. Something released in here. See, that term, I never heard that term. I never. Bless the Holy Ghost. What? Lift your hands. Say, bless the Holy Ghost.
Bless the Holy Ghost.
Suppose the Holy Ghost become your financial partner. Bless the Holy Ghost as my financial partner. Say it. See, when you're trying to drill, you got to go. Bless the Holy Ghost as my financial partner. Now that changed your whole financial system. Holy Ghost said, did she say it? I'm her financial partner? We got to do something about this then. We got to do something about this church. Don't have enough money. We got to do something about this. Did he say I was his financial partner? Revelation will come to you about what move to make. Revelation will come to you about what route to take. Because the Holy Ghost has found a partner. Yeah. Let's emphasize this truth here. The Holy Ghost has found financial partners. I'm a financial partner with the Holy Ghost. Say it. You can't suffer financially. Being a financial partner with the Holy Ghost. You have never said that. Maybe you said it, but you got to say it with a feeling.
Yes, sir.
I'm a financial partner with the Holy Ghost. Well, how can I be broke? How can I not have enough? The Holy Ghost is not going to call himself a liar. The Holy Ghost is God. You leave this meeting tonight with a Holy Ghost partnership, financial partnership intact in your life. You will have financial wisdom that you never had before. You will have financial understanding that you never had before. You will have financial knowledge that you never had before. You will have financial favor that you never had before.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Well, I feel it, boy.
Yes, sir. Bless the Holy Ghost.
Bless the Holy Ghost, my financial partner. I need to preach that. Bless the Holy Ghost, my financial. Bless the Holy Ghost, my financial partner. Bless the Holy Ghost, my I receive. Bless the Holy Ghost, my financial partner. I'm leaving here with a financial partner who knows where all the money is and who can make it happen. Got the combination to every bank. Combination to every heart. Who got my money got to bring it to me. Holy Ghost say, I heard of people say that I'm their financial partner. I orchestrate God's business. I'm the Holy Ghost. I can cancel what I won't cancel. I can put you in the right place at the right time with the right people saying the right thing.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Listen to Catholic. I want to say this because the Spirit inspired me. You need $50,000? That ain't no money. Not with the Holy Ghost. You may have never seen it before in your life, but the Holy Ghost will make it happen. You walk out this meeting as a financial, I spoke that over you, as a financial partner with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost never deal with emptiness. He don't permit nobody to be empty. So you will never be empty-handed another day in your life. If you yield to the Holy Ghost, yield to his instruction, yield to his wisdom. The Holy Ghost is right now making you a money magnet. Money can't be still around you. Money recognize who you are. Become a financial carrier for God. I remember when I was stretching on one of our own four jets. All four of them was paid for. And I remember my friend, Jesse the Planner, was with me one night. And we were paying for Citation 3, my third jet. I remember I stood up and put up $100,000. I said, I'm going to give $100,000 out of my personal money on this jet. And Jesse stood up behind me and said, I'm going to give $100,000 too. But we had it. You can give it when you got it. And you know where it came from. And I don't know how many hundreds of thousands have come back to both of us because of that. There are men in this meeting and women in this meeting. You're going to be able to sow $100,000 without batting your eye. You understand me? See, that's where you start. Young lady, that's where you start, right there. You know, before money came into the church, all over the world, you never had people sowing $100 like this. Nowhere, because of the money coming revelation. All right. Oh, boy, that keeps on. All right. Now, is there anybody here who not baptized with the Holy Ghost? You never spoke in tongues.